Broken windows is here to stay. Stop, question, and frisk is here to stay.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton at police headquarters. It was a news conference to tout improvements in crime statistics. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Overall, major crime down 4.6%.
New York City has become one of the safest cities in the world. Recently, public protests by NYPD officers who turned their backs on de Blasio at Solomon's celebratory events has gotten much attention. The mayor and the police commissioner both strongly condemned actions like these by the NYPD. Commissioner Bratton said there's a lot going on in the department at this particular point in time that's of concern to officers.
Contracts. Previous administration chose not to settle. This administration seeking very hard to settle. There's also the issue of the various retirement plans. Almost now a majority of my officers are now in a retirement plan that offers significantly less benefits than their predecessors received, an action that Governor Patterson took as he was leaving office.
Bratton says this has profound implications for officers injured while on duty.
We also have issues of concern relative to indemnification in terms of the city willing to protect them if they're sued. There's a whole slew of issues, many of which the mayor and the police department, the administration of the department are looking at, actively looking at, to see are there things that can be done to improve or address those concerns.
Meanwhile, as crime in the city continues to decline, the mayor made a concerted public bid to the DNC. They are in the process of deciding where to hold their convention, and an insider said they'd expressed reservations over recent conflicts between police unions and the mayor's administration.
It's been a painful few weeks because we lost two very good men. And yes, there's been some politics in the background, but in the foreground is an incredible year of success for this department. In the foreground is an extraordinary example of this department protecting people's democratic rights and really being an example to the entire nation. And I think that will be on the minds of a lot of people around this country.
Well, Bratton and de Blasio made it clear that the NYPD tactic of stop and frisk continues. They said the department is now making targeted stops. De Blasio said when he came into office, he made a series of decisions good for both the NYPD and communities alike.
Some of the police unions themselves believe that the stop and frisk policy of the previous administration was creating tremendous tension between officers and the communities they served and was creating less safety for both. So we addressed an issue that had to be addressed. We made a reform that was necessary that I think is adding to the safety of our officers.
And the two, de Blasio and Bratton, didn't seem to acknowledge that a slowdown by NYPD officers was in fact in effect. Statistics show that the week of December 22nd showed fewer arrests for low-level crimes. What slowdown is what Commissioner Bratton seemed to say.
At this juncture, we're just trying to determine what in fact is going on.
In any event, a reduction in crime across the city is good news. News encouraging for all New Yorkers. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.